Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're designing a REE space that has that amen break attitude, gritty, chopped, a little lo-fi and vinyl touched but still solid enough to sit under modern rolling drum and bass at around 174 BPM. The big concept today is simple. We're not just making a REE patch and calling it a day. We're going to make a strong mid REE first, then force it to behave like chopped audio the way an amen break does. That means resampling, slicing, retriggering, shaping transients and adding controlled degradation. And the whole time, we'll stay mastering-minded so the bass doesn't turn into low-mid soup when the drums get busy. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Now create a few tracks. Make a MIDI track called REES MID. Make another MIDI track called SUB. Make an audio track called REES Resample. And optionally set up a return track for texture, like vinyl or wax bus. We'll come back to that. And here's a pro workflow tip. Get drums playing early. Even a placeholder break loop is fine. The space is drum dependent. If you design it in solo, it'll probably be too long, too wide, and too pretty once you drop it into a fast groove. Alright, step 1. Build the core REES on REES MID. Load Waveheatable. Start with oscillator 1 on a basic saw. Turn on unison in classic mode. Set voices somewhere around 4 to 7 and attune around 10 to 18%. We're after that wide, nasal movement, but not so wide that it disappears in mono. Oscillator 2. Choose a square for a little bite, or a saw if you want it more aggressive. A good starting move is tuning OSC 2 down 12 semitones. That gives you weight and thickness without relying on the sub inside the synth. Then set unison voices on OSC 2 lower than OSC 1, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and a slightly smaller detune, like 6 to 12%. Turn the built-in sub off. We're going to do a separate sub track on purpose. That one decision alone makes the sound easier to mix and way easier to master later. Now the voicing. Set it to mono and to add glide, around 60 to 110 milliseconds. Not so much that it gets sloppy, just enough that note transitions feel like they smear a bit like a sampled phrase. Filter next. Pick something with character like MS2 or PRD. Set cutoff somewhere in the 250 to 800 Hz zone to start. Resonance around 10 to 25%. And add a little drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB. Don't overthink the cutoff yet. We'll move it with modulation and automation. Now set the amp envelope to be chop ready. This is huge. Attack very fast, like half a millisecond to 3 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain low, anywhere from 0 to 25%. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Here's the teacher note. If your bass is a forever note with a long release, it will never feel like an amen edit. The chopped vibe comes from phrases that end clearly. Think of the bass like it's being cut on tape. Next, step 2. Movement that feels like break edits. Add auto filter after waveheatable. Use a 24 dB low pass. Set the cutoff around 400 Hz as a starting point. Now use the filter envelope. Bring envelope amount up around plus 20 to plus 40. Set envelope attack a few milliseconds, like 2 to 8. Decay around 120 to 250 and release around 80 to 160. Then turn on the auto filter LFO. Sync it. Try 1/8 notes or 1/16 notes. Keep the amount modest, like 10 to 25. Triangle gives you smooth motion. Sine is more subtle. This is your talk and sweep. And because it's tempo locked, it starts behaving like rhythmic articulation instead of just wobble. If you want the chopped feeling to be more obvious, add a gate after the auto filter. Set the threshold so it opens fully on your notes but closes down on the tail. Return can be around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Floor all the way down for a hard chop or raise it a bit, like minus 12 dB, if you want a softer, more roomy cut. Now write a simple bass line. Short 8 notes, a few 16ths, and crucially, rests. Bass matters. Jungle and DNB bass lines feel energetic because they leave holes for the drums. Okay, step 3. Give it that chopped vinyl, sampler touched character. First, a little pitch drift. Add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode and keep it subtle. Rate around 0.2 to 0.45 Hz. Amount 10 to 20%. Width maybe 60 to 100. Mix low, like 8 to 18%. You're not going for lush trance chorus. You're going for worn turntable drift that you mostly feel rather than hear. Next, band limit it like an old sampler or a vinyl chain. Add EQ 8. High pass the mid layer around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope. Remember, this is the mid REES. We're leaving room for the clean sub track. Then do a gentle high shelf down, maybe 1 to 3 dB above 6 to 10 kHz. Optional, a small bump somewhere between 700 HC and 1.2 KHC if you want more bark and identity. Now add Redux, but treat it like spice, not the meal. Downsample lightly, maybe start around 12 KHC, and move down towards 6 KHC only if you need more crunch. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits, and keep dry slash wet low, 5 to 15%. The goal is sampled edge, not video game bass. Then distortion. In Live 12, Roar is perfect for this because it can be aggressive but controlled. Choose tube or warm to start. Drive maybe 10 to 25%, tone slightly dark, and blend with mix around 30 to 60% depending on how mean you want it. If you're using saturator instead, use analog clip mode, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, and match the output level so you're not getting fooled by loudness. Quick coaching tip on gain staging. Distortion and redux are level sensitive. Put a utility before your dirt and aim for consistent input. A good practical target is peaks landing around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS going into the distortion stage. That way, when you tweak drive, you're actually hearing tone changes, not chaos. Now the secret sauce. Step 4. Resample and slice the bass like it's a break. Go to your Reese Resample audio track. Set audio from to Resim ID. Post effects. Arm it. Now record 4 to 8 bars of you playing the bass line with the movement you built. Filter motion. Gate feel. Maybe a touch of automation. When you've captured a take you like, consolidate it. Now right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients if you want it to find natural hits, or choose 1/8 notes if your phrase is very grid-based. Create slices into a drum rack. At this moment, your Reese becomes a chopped instrument. Now you can program it like a breakbeat, repeats, stutters, call and response. Little edits that feel like someone's flipping between slices. Open one of the slices inside the drum rack. You'll see simpler. Set it to one shot. Try warp off first for punch. Add tiny fade in and fade out, 1 to 5 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. And here's the hidden fix when chops click even with fades. Check the slice start point. If it's starting mid-waveform, it'll snap. Nudge the start slightly, and add a short fade out too, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. If a slice is still a problem, turn warp on just for that slice. Use beats mode and preserve transients. Don't warp everything automatically. Use it like a repair tool. Now, to make the chop tone consistent across slices, you can put a gate or auto filter on the drum rack as a whole. This is a great move because it glues the instrument behavior without having to tweak every slice. And try this fun variation. Ghost chops. Duplicate a few slice pads. Turn them down 6 to 12 dB, shorten the decay, darken them a little, and use them around the snare like ghost notes. It mimics the feel of break ghost hits, except it's bass. In a rolling groove, it adds insane energy without adding lots of volume. Now step 5. Build a clean sub layer. This is where your low end becomes mixable and masterable. On the SUB track, load operator. Use a simple algorithm with oscillator A only. Set it to sine. Envelope. Attack 0. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain fairly low, anywhere from minus infinity to minus 6 dB depending on how long your MIDI notes are. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. You want it smooth, not clicky, but also not so long it overlaps into the next note and blurs the groove. Add a gentle saturator, 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip-on, just to help the sub translate on smaller systems. Then EQ 8 with a low pass around 120 to 160 Hz to keep the sub pure and out of the mid-range fight. Copy the MIDI from your Reese, but simplify it if needed. Keep the sub's job boring. If the crew feels unstable, 9 times out of 10 it's because the sub is doing too much, not because the mid-Reese isn't crazy enough. Now step 6. Glue everything together with a mastering-minded approach. Group your mid-Reese track and your sub into a bass group. On the bass group, start with EQ 8. If it's fighting the kick and the snare body, try a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz, 1 to 3 dB. Watch the 500 to 900 Hz zone. Too much gets honky, too little and the bass loses identity. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold, so you're getting just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not flattening it, we're just making it sit like one instrument. Add a limiter as a safety net, not for loudness. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. It should only catch occasional spikes, under 1 dB of reduction. Now sidechain. Add a compressor to the Reese mid or the bass group. Turn on sidechain input from your kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 130 milliseconds and aim for 2 to 5 dB of ducking. Here's the mindset. Sidechain is not an effect, it's an arrangement tool. It's how you make room so your master doesn't have to work overtime. Speaking of mastering-minded checks, do this right now. Put a temporary reference limiter on your master. Set ceiling to minus 1 dB, and try to keep it under about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction while you jam your loop. If your bass only feels exciting when that limiter is clamping down hard, the patch is probably too spiky, too wide, or too uncontrolled in the low mids. Also, do a quick mono audit early. Put a utility on the bass group, map width to a macro, and flip between 0% and 100% while the drums play. If the character disappears in mono, you're leaning too hard on stereo modulation instead of harmonics. Keep the sub mono. The widest stuff should be higher texture, not the foundation. Now step 7. Arrangement ideas that make this feel authentically jungle-rooted but modern. Try a 16-bar plan. First 4 bars, simple phrase with space. Bars 5 to 8, bring in chopped slices that answer the snare. Bars 9 to 12, open the filter a bit and add a stutter edit, like a 1/16th roll for a bar. Bars 13 to 16, pull back. Maybe even have one bar where the bass does almost nothing, just sub or a single hit. That minimalism trick makes the other bars feel heavier, and it gives your master chain room to breathe.